Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to be here in Triangle Park. I didn't need to change the habits of climate because presently in the Palatinate, this is my home region in Germany, we have 35 degrees, almost 100% humidity. And if you compare this year with North Carolina, it's almost identical. I'm a biologist by training. I'm with BSF since 1986, so almost a dinosaur. I was responsible for almost every business in BSF, including regions like Asia and now South America. And I can tell you something. Our ex-solution colleagues and business is the most important of our BSF Verbund structures, and the guys there are excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. This was close to my heart to say this, Markus. So, this event today is themed and called Linking Innovations That Yield Results. We want to talk with you about innovation, how innovation powers agricultural business, how innovation of BSF improves efficiency of farming and efficiency of generating enough food for a growing global population. All these things we will discuss with you. And I have prepared just three take-home messages because I'm frequently asked, how does agricultural business fit into a company running crackers? You know, this is a simple question I have to entertain every year, four times, analysts and investors, and they ask this question, does this fit? Totally different business model, close to consumers, and totally different than crackers. And I would like to explain that this is not really a difference, but it is linking Verbund structures, and it is generating really value that not every competitor in the ag chemical business does have. So this second take-home message is the agricultural business is very much downstream. It is linked to Verbund structures, and then it is extremely innovative. And with this, the agriculture business and solution is close to our We Create Chemistry strategy we just published 4 years ago, our long-term projection, how BSF would like to grow and how to develop. And downstream businesses gain more and more importance in BSF, and agricultural solutions is definitely one of these growing diamonds. So I have prepared three topics. The colleagues asked me, yes, here we are, to energize you a little bit and to prepare the stage for the more detailed crop-related topics. So I would like to introduce briefly our company, BASF. You will know that our company was established 1865. So if you count with me, then you come to the conclusion that next year is our 150th birthday. We survived at least four global crises. Why? Because we focus on innovation. Innovation is our lifeblood. We produce products which are affordable, which are robust, easy to use, to help to tackle challenges of the future. This started with the fertilizer business. You may know Haber-Bosch process. BSF is the inventor, and both guys got the Nobel Prize for that. And by the way, I was also responsible for 2 years for this fertilizer business, which we then put into different perspective with a former subsidiary, K plus S. So innovation is the second topic, and then how does this fit everything together? How is innovation important for our agricultural solutions? So starting with BASF, here are some keywords that we discuss with analysts as well. It's quite simple. We have a mission, and this mission statement is we create chemistry for a sustainable future. We create chemistry, ladies and gentlemen, is totally different than we sell chemicals. We create chemistry means we combine intelligent chemicals, how to use them, how to make our customers more successful using them. We offer technical service, and also we help them to design sometimes exclusive products for their specific topics. With this concept, we are today the leading chemical company worldwide, at least if we look at sales and performance. We maintain a number 1, 2, 3 position in most of our businesses. We have a unique Verbund concept. I will talk about that because it gives you a little bit of flavor and taste what BASF really is about, namely these Verbund things. It's very unique for BASF, generates huge value for everyone, and then how we power innovation for the success of our customers. These are the topics we talk about. We are a company of 74 billion euro sales. We have 5 operating segments. The chemical segments, this is very much upstream, cracker plus first value chain parts, then performance products, and functional materials and solutions are much more downstream to consumers, and then agro. Today, the smallest of these 5 segments, oil and gas, I missed. We also have our own oil and gas because one of our philosophies is to be backward integrated into raw materials to the benefit of our customers. So agro is the smallest part of this portfolio. Today, Markus, he promised to grow this over the next years. The direction here is indicated, and he will talk about that. So 5.2 billion euros. But if you look at growth then and success and performance, I really can tell you our agro colleagues, our agro business is the best performing business in this whole portfolio. At the right, you see the distribution by sales. If you interpret this, you can say BASF is still a European company with strong roots in the Palatinate. We grow, however, our business in Asia and North America. Over the past 20 years, alone in Asia, we spent 10 billion euros to establish a production, technical service, research, and marketing and sales network to participate with our products to solve the problems of our customers in this region. Customers is explained here a little bit more in detail. BASF is a cross-sectional company. We serve all industries that you can imagine. From chemicals, and energy resources, to transportation, construction, electronics, paper, textile, leather industries are those industries where we are active in. And agriculture industry represents more than 10% of our turnover. So a very, very important customer target group. I mentioned Verbund. This, ladies and gentlemen, is part of Ludwigshafen. It is the biggest integrated chemical production site worldwide. 35,000 people, 250 production sites integrated to each other. The 65 miles of roads, 140 miles of rails, 1,700 miles of pipelines connecting these plants. It's our headquarter. It is presently the biggest research platform in chemistry that you can imagine. 6,000 researchers working here in the south tip, by the way, where you see this building with a nice red hut. This is A30, where I started my career in BASF, biotechnology focused. And these 250 plants interconnected generate huge value. Just to give you one figure, every year we save 1.5 million tons of oil equivalents via this integration, where plants interconnected exchange heat, energy, product flows. The byproduct of one plant is used as a raw material for the next plant, and so on. And this generates a reduction of carbon dioxide emissions of almost 3.5 million tons per year. This is our blueprint. I mentioned this is today the biggest integrated site because presently in the Middle East and particularly also in China, this concept is copied. It took us 150 years to build it to this strength. Let's see how long it takes the Chinese and Middle Eastern companies to copy this, really. So we have 6 of these Verbund sites, not all of them of that site, 2 in Europe, Ludwigshafen, Antwerp, 2 in North America, Freeport in Geismar, and two in Asia, Kuantan, this is east coast of West Malaysia, and Nanjing, this is in the Jiangsu province in China. I mention that only because these flagships are interconnected with 370 production plants to generate a global network of production sites, and everyone who is integrated there has huge benefits, not only from cost structures, but also from availability of experts helping them to solve the problem, and agricultural solutions is a major part of that. Took me a little bit longer to get there, but the key message here is we generate value also via this Verbund structures, because if you are isolated and you need to solve an issue, it takes you some time here, you cross the road and you have someone who helps you to solve your issues and topics. This brings me to innovation. I mentioned that innovation is our lifeblood. In principle, it is the most important role model of BASF success in the past, and it will be so in future. Our We Create Chemistry strategy that I mentioned earlier says that we want to grow our business to 110 billion euros, BASF group business, by 2020. Most of that will come from innovation. An agricultural solution is a major part of this additional growth as well. You know this nice chart, perhaps. 9 billion people will be living on our globe in future. How can we generate enough food, energy, clean water, transportation capacities for this growing world population? And particularly, it needs sustainable, affordable, easy-to-use, and robust products, in particular, affordable. And therefore, when it comes to how do we generate food, we are absolutely convinced that we can feed a global population, only with an intensive agricultural solution. And for this, we need intelligent chemistry, we need intelligent farming concepts, and we need a Verbund between farmers and chemists, physicists, to make that happen. I'm absolutely convinced this. Yesterday evening we talked about that tomorrow we have organic farming, which is en vogue not only in California but also in Germany. I love that as well, but I'm absolutely convinced you can't feed 9 billion people all around the world with organic food. They will be important for some countries, but not necessarily in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, China, Africa, just to mention a few of those countries where the additional 3 billion people will be living in future. Well, how do we breathe life in our research and development? This is our research platform. It's three-dimensional, of course. We are 10,650 researchers worldwide. We have a pipeline of 3,000 research projects, which we work on with 600 partners from industry, university, from high-tech joint ventures down to research institutes which are available on the market. And I leave it to your imagination what it means to manage a network of 600 corporations working on 3,000 different projects. We spend every year 3% of our sales in research and development. 2013, this was 1.8 billion euro. And you see here below, BASF New Business. This is a very important platform of 200 colleagues. They dream future. They design the concepts of tomorrow. They produce technologies to run these businesses, which one day may shape BASF's performance in 2025 and 2030, because success as a company which survived 150 years also means you have to reinvent your company every day again. Agricultural solutions is one part of that. We have four platforms, as you can read there: process engineering, chemical engineering, advanced material systems. Then we have plant science, which Peter Eckes is heading. And then we have biological and effect systems. And one part of this biological effect system, of course, Markus, the most important part, is crop protection research, where we work and design the concepts of the future many of these topics you will read and hear today. Most of the 1.8 billion euro are spent to develop the product portfolio of today. Here is a concept where we generate new businesses. We call them growth fields. And you see from batteries for mobility to enzymes, e-power management, down to wind energy, oil, and everything is included. And there are two. These are the light blue parts, functional crop care and plant biotechnology, which are growth fields for the future, which we finance with a couple of million euros. The whole concept here is 400 million. Plant biotech is 150 million alone in this area. Functional crop care, almost 50 million today, where we design in functional crop care chemical biological solutions to better plant health, including health management, soil management, nutrient management, and an important part, water management, because you will know that 70% of the clean water on our globe is used for farming. So how can we reduce the amount of water that we need to do efficient farming? Or better, how can we manage that the water stays in the ground soil to be utilized by plants? Because most is then immediately lost again, particularly if you water dry parts of the soil. Plant biotech, many people ask me, why don't you have seed business? This is very simple, because we decided to be a trade technology partner, and trade technology partner Peter Eckes will later talk about that as well. It's a different concept. We focus on intelligent concepts, traits, and genes, and we leave it to established seed companies, which we partner with, to do the intelligent sales and marketing topics. And some of those you know, one is Monsanto. I think this is the most important partner in this area. So with our activities in plant biotech, I mentioned we have partnered as technology and trade partner. It means identifying genes, traits, which improve performance with respect to yield, stress, herbicide, tolerance, and insecticide and fungal resistance. And we focus on world-class technology platforms with partners to sell these products. One of these products was just introduced in the market last year. Peter will talk about this as well. Crop protection for us means much more than just insecticides, herbicides, fungicides. This is a whole concept, an integrated concept, and Markus and Nevin will detail this a little bit later in more depth. I stole from him this one picture of their presentation. I expanded it a little bit because this is much more than only crop protection. It is our agriculture solution holistic concept, which goes back to the topic that we want to discuss with you, linking innovations that yield result. We talk about crop protection, trade, seed partnership, innovation beyond protection, crop protection, and here we talk about biologicals, plant health, soil management, financial services, IT services, down to eco-efficiency tools to help our partners, our farmers, with a tool that is called Ag Balance to analyze their eco-efficiency on their farm to generate concepts for a sustainable future. Thank you very much.
Please welcome President